Welcome to VCSO Decision Briefings. Production note, this audio uses a licensed synthetic voice reading an editorially prepared, source-reviewed VCSO.ai script. It does not imitate a real person. A vulnerability list is not a risk assessment. It is evidence waiting for a decision. A useful assessment turns available technical and governance evidence into an executive view of exposure, confidence, priorities, owners, and next decisions. It does not merely describe what is broken. It explains what matters, why it matters, and what should happen next. Scans, penetration tests, audits, policy reviews, interviews, and architecture diagrams can all provide evidence. None of them automatically becomes a risk assessment. The assessment is the work of connecting that evidence to the business. Start by defining the decision. Is leadership establishing a baseline before funding the program? Is a board asking whether a critical service can recover? Is a growth stage company preparing for customer or regulatory scrutiny? Is a portfolio company trying to sequence inherited security debt? Without a decision, scope expands into a generic inventory. With a decision, the team can identify the systems, data, obligations, business services, and stakeholders that matter, and state which evidence can actually be reviewed. That leads to the first required output, an evidence map. The map should distinguish what was observed, what was documented, what was reported in interviews, what was tested, and what could not be verified. An evidence gap is not the same as a failed control, but it is a limitation on confidence, and leadership needs to see it. The second output is a scenario-based risk view. Frameworks frame the work. They do not make the judgment. Control categories are useful for organizing evidence, while executives make decisions around consequences. The assessment should connect weaknesses and strengths to plausible business scenarios. Disruption of a critical service, exposure of regulated data, compromise of privileged access, or dependence on a third party that cannot be replaced quickly. For each priority scenario, explain the business consequence, the evidence that affects likelihood or impact, the controls that matter most, and the uncertainty that remains. If financial estimates are used, present ranges and assumptions, rather than a precise-looking number that the evidence cannot support. The third output is an executive summary. This is not the first five pages of the technical report. It should state the current judgment, the few exposures that deserve leadership attention, where confidence is limited, and what decisions should happen next. Leadership should be able to use it without becoming the security operations team. The fourth output is a prioritized roadmap. Prioritized does not mean every finding labeled high, medium, or low. It means work is sequenced around material scenarios, dependencies, business timing, and available capacity. A roadmap should answer what should happen first and why. Which action reduces the most important exposure or increases confidence fastest? What depends on architecture, staffing, legal, procurement, or a third party? Who owns the next decision? What evidence will show that the response worked? The fifth output is a treatment and accountability record. Some risks will be reduced, some will be transferred, avoided, or accepted. The assessment should not make those executive decisions silently. It should make the alternatives and consequences visible, identify the decision owner, and record what follow-through is required. NIST Cybersecurity Framework 2.0 and NIST IR 8286 Revision 1 both support this broader relationship between cybersecurity outcomes and enterprise risk management. The goal is not a universal score. It is a defensible line from evidence to enterprise decision. There are three common failure modes to avoid. First, do not imply that every source was covered. Tooling may help when the environment and connectors fit, but unsupported sources still require documents, interviews, specialist testing, or an explicit evidence limitation. Second, do not treat a maturity score as the conclusion. A score may summarize a framework view, but it can hide concentration, uncertainty, and business consequence. Third, do not stop at findings. A report that does not clarify sequence, ownership, in the next decision leaves the organization with information but no operating path. So the quality test is straightforward. After the assessment, can leadership explain the important scenarios, the strength of the evidence, the first actions, the owners, and the decisions that remain? If not, the assessment is not finished. The full transcript, source links, and the related cyber risk assessment service are at vcso.ai/podcasts. Information without sequence and ownership is not a roadmap. It is inventory. This is VCSO Decision Briefings. Clear evidence, clear accountability, better cybersecurity decisions.